Tonight, we're going to celebrate Scott White and Brent Peterson, the 1975 national championship team, going into the Hall of Fame. And, you know, what not a better opponent to play than Northern Michigan for that game. So, exciting weekend, so make sure you get your tickets. And I know they're still selling season tickets.
Absolutely.
They have a few good seats left, but get your individual game tickets, too.
Alabama Huntsville weekend, by the way, is the 14th and 15th of October, okay? So that's the third weekend of the season. First weekend's at Minnesota Duluth, second one at Minnesota
and,
State.
And the McNaughton Cup's probably going to be there. So if you haven't seen it and had an opportunity to get a picture with it and whatnot, I'm sure it'll be in the house, Dirk.
So, and then that Northern Michigan game that Coach is talking about is the 28th of October.
Yeah,
so,
it's a great way to start the season.
It is. You
know, great promotions, and, you're going to see some, you go from an NHL player, John Scott, to you see Petey and Whitey, and, both played a little bit of, obviously, in the NHL, the 75 team. Lots going on. So, and quite a few of the 75 guys, I think almost all of them are going to be here, so that's pretty exciting. And there's some great names on that team.
Yeah, absolutely, and we've seen some of them up here in the recent past, but I can't wait to see more.
Yeah,
of them.
So it's some great hockey on those weekends, but some great promotions also.
All right, your question's coming up in just a bit. You still have time to get your question in if you haven't yet. It's DJ@themix93.com, DJ@themix93.com, and to get your question in, Coach will answer your questions when we come back here on Mix 93.
Hi, this is John Scott, and you're listening to Husky Hockey on Mix 93.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
We'll see areas of fog this morning giving way to mostly cloudy skies and a chance for some showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. High around 70 degrees and east winds blowing at 5 to 15. Overnight tonight, cloudy skies with a chance of a few showers, low around 60 degrees. Tomorrow sees cloudy skies with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, high around 70 degrees, west winds blowing at 15 to 25. Tomorrow night, clear skies, low around 56, and partly cloudy for Friday with a high around 75. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
Hey, Marianne, you know how hard it is to get pet hair off a carpet.
Well, yeah. Vacuum back and forth over and over, and some is always left.
But that's just the start of it.
What do you mean?
I mean below the pet hair. Do you know what's down below the pet hair?
No, I don't, and I don't want to.
Okay, I'll tell you. Dirt, cookie crumbs, germs, spilled coffee.
That's enough.
Lint, grime, hair, dust mites.
Stop!
If your vacuum can't even pick up the pet hair, you need help. Come to Bissonette Sewn Vac for machines that mean business. How clean do you want it? Bissonette Sewn Vac in Houghton.
This is the News Beat. A helicopter from the U.S. Coast Guard Air Station Traverse City was called to fly to a medical emergency aboard a Canadian-flagged freighter in Lake Superior Monday afternoon. The 710-feet Algo Wood was nearly 80 nautical miles north of Marquette's coast when the captain contacted the Coast Guard, saying one of his crew members had chest pains and needed help. The air station's copter worked alongside a 45-foot response boat from the Coast Guard's Marquette Station once the helicopter used its hoist basket to retrieve the ill crewman. The person was flown to UP Health System Marquette for treatment that happened Labor Day afternoon. Michigan gas prices dipped 10 cents over the past week, hitting the ceremonial end of summer on a slide, and prices at the pump are primed to go lower in the coming weeks, according to analysts at GasBuddy.com. Declining post-summer demand and a switch to less costly winter blend gasoline means the scenario for even cheaper gas looks promising, according to the price tracker that pegs the statewide average at $2.26 per gallon. Michigan gas prices over the past week fell 10 cents to $2.28 a gallon, according to AAA Michigan. Michigan gas prices remain higher than the national average of $2.20 a gallon. I'm Mitch Lake.
Double down, take a spin. Ojibwa Casino Barraga Customer Appreciation Day is this Sunday from 11 to 7. Lunch will be served from 11 to 2. See guest services for your free lunch ticket. Then enjoy free play giveaways all day from 11 to 7, where drawings to win free play will range from $25 to $200. It's Customer Appreciation Day this Sunday at the Ojibwa Casino Barraga.
Stay tuned at 10 o'clock this morning and every Wednesday morning for Your Feet, Your Health with Dr. Daniel Reminga from the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton. Your Feet, Your Health is also on right after the sports capsule at the top of the 5 o'clock hour every Wednesday right here on Mix 93.
The nationwide shipping schedule is now online at Pasty Central. What better way to delight your favorite displaced Uper than a delicious Pasty Central pasty, bringing a taste of the UP to all 50 states since 1996. Baked with loving care in Calumet, guaranteed delivery by FedEx ensures fresh arrival of your package from home. Stop by Pasty Central soon to order. On the web at pasty.com.
Summertime is ice cream time. Sweet Treats Ice Cream Shop between Shopko and Pat's Foods in Calumet has every ice cream treat that you can imagine. Sweet Treats is open every day. If you love ice cream, you'll really love Sweet Treats next to Pat's Foods in Calumet.
Coming in September, Superior National Bank's e-banking system is getting an upgrade with more features and functionality to serve you better. This new platform will allow our customers to budget and track expenses, see all your accounts in one location, and have more control over your debit card. Both our online banking and mobile apps will be brand new. The upgrade is free to all customers and will be ready on September 19. Visit snb-t.com for details. Superior National Bank. People you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out of pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Oh, wow. You're actually wearing your hair down tonight.
Yeah, because I finally decided that I love my hair. I figured out the solution for my morning frizz, midday poof, and even next day bedhead. It's Frizz E Secret Weapon Touch-Up Cream by John Frieda.
Well, you and your hair look flawless.
Flawless and touchable. Feel.
Oh.
See? It's soft. Smooth ends, no flyaways, shiny.
Well, I clearly need to get some because your hair looks amazing.
Frizz E Secret Weapon, only from John Frieda.
Welcome back to a Michigan Tech Hockey Update with Mel Pearson. It's time now to get to a couple of our questions here today. And here is the first one for you, Coach. Is the first time you see the freshmen in person when school begins in the fall, or do they show up for workouts during the summer?
No, the first time we really see them is when they come in for orientation a week before school starts. So we don't require them to come in. It's an interesting concept, though. You watch football and how a lot of kids even, you know, come in the last half of their senior year. It seems like they're graduating early now, so they're there, you know, a whole semester and then the summer, and they get ready to play. Like, I'm watching Michigan football play, and they had like 16 true freshmen play, but they've been able to come in and you know, work with them, and they get stronger and they're ready to play. So that's something we're talking about. I know some programs do bring their freshmen in, and we haven't got there yet, but it's something we're going to consider going forward.
How is recruiting going?
Recruiting's going well. Yeah, we've got some good young men and good players lined up for the future. You know, some are 2 years out, you know, some are 3 years out at this point, but we like where we're positioned. We like the people we're getting, not only as players, but good people, you know, and good students. And that really excites me. So we'll have a number of guys playing in the BC Junior League this year. We'll have a number of guys playing in the USHL. We'll have probably a couple in the North American League. So a couple still playing high school, some still playing midget. So we've got them all over the place. But I like how it's going, and I like the young men we've just had recently. And like I said, we had a kid in from BC, a couple in from Minnesota, a couple from lower Michigan here. So I like where that's headed.
We saw pictures of Cliff Watson running a captain's practice yesterday. How much input does the coaching staff have on what he has the players do while they're on the ice? And
no.
Are you permitted to plan the drills even if you're not allowed on the ice?
No, they know what's going on. So what we tell them is, you know, if you guys want to go and get a warm-up, go ahead. We'll come out after that. So, and then when we come out, we have our structured practice and what we want to do. So those guys have been around so long. So they just